All right, Shabbos, say good morning. We are beginning Parak Chof in Meretz Hashem this morning, chapter 20 in Misilas Yesharim, the Mishkal HaChasidus. Remember again, we spent a significant amount of time in Parak Yotaz in chapter 19, focusing on the Midah of Chasidus, the attribute of Chasidus. In this particular chapter, we now begin to focus on Mishkal HaChasidus, literally means the weighing of Chasidus. The weighing. So what we're going to see, Now what we have, and now after we went through an extensive discussion about Chasidus, and again remember we saw how Chasidus manifests itself in a variety of different ways. There's actional Chasidus, there's cognitive Chasidus, there's Kavonavika Chasidus. We've seen all of this. Now the Shaila is Mishkal, how to weigh, when to be a Chasid, when not to be a chassid, which sounds strange because we spend so much time focusing on this particular attribute, you would assume that it applies and is necessary at all times. But watch this. V'hu inyan ikari ma'od ma'od. This is something exceptionally important. V'teida be'emes shezoyi hamalacha hakasha shebechassidus. This, in fact, is the most challenging part of chassidus. Ki dakusu rav. Because you have, it's very precision, very requires a lot of precision. V'yesh liyetzer badavra hazeh knisa gidola. Alkin nintzei sakanosu atzuma, ki harbei dvarim tovim yuchal hayetzer l'rachei kiluhim roim, v'harbei toim l'karev kiluhim mitzos gidola. So we'll say, the Ramchal's words here are a bit cryptic, they're going to make more sense in the next paragraph. But he says there's something so fascinating. Sometimes the way life works, that Yetzer Hara, that we spoke about many times, that internal self-sabotaging mechanism, can sometimes make certain good things look sinful, and certain sinful things look good. Meaning the great challenge we have in life is that it's not, if right always looked right, and if evil always looked evil, life would be much simpler. But because often, again, our vision is skewed, that's where life becomes a bit more complicated. You'll see what he means. Watch this. Ubeemes, shelo yuchal ish lahasliach b'mishkal hazeh, ela b'shlosh hadvarim. So we'll say, what Ramchal is telling us is as follows, is that although we outlined the parameters of Chasidus in the last chapter, and really outlined anything and everything, one still has to figure out what is right, what's wrong. This goes back all the way to the beginning of the Sefer, which, if you remember again, Ramchal already in Zihiros, in the first Midah, says, what's the most important thing in life? Most important thing, hands down, the most important thing in life is, I wish I hazard this probably, right? The most important thing in life is, what is the Tov HaAmiti? What is the ultimate good? What is the ultimate good that I am working towards? Right? By the way, that's not an absolute statement. That is a subjective statement. What is my tov ha'amiti? Ultimately, again, what is the ultimate good that I am working towards? People say, what Ramchal was telling, this mamish goes back months and months and months, the beginning of the Sefer. The great challenge most of us have in life is that when we make a plan, our plan is usually limited to the day, right? What do I have to accomplish today? And if I'm really good, what do I have to accomplish this week? But the Ramchal points out most of us don't really have like a life plan. What is the ultimate thing I want to accomplish? And by the way, when I say thing, it doesn't necessarily just mean one thing. But right now, what is the one thing I want to accomplish? What is my tov ha'amiti? What is it that I'm working towards? What is it that I'm working on? What is that tov? And conversely, there's what? There's the ra ha'amiti. What is that negative thing that I'm trying to avoid, right? Those are the major questions that I have for myself in life. So says Ramchal, now we focused heavily on the Midah of Chasidus. And in the Midah of Chasidus, we spoke about again what it means to be a Chasid. But as we're going to see, even in the Midah of Chasidus, there are times to employ the Midah, times not to employ the Midah, times to go above and beyond, and times not to go above and beyond. But how do you know when? That's why the title of the chapter is Mishkal HaChasidus, the weighing of Chasidus. When should I be a Chasid? When should I not be a Chasid? When should I use the Midah? When should I not use the Midah? So on and so forth. He says, but in order to know that, you really need three primary things. Number one, She'el libo yashar shebelevavos, she'lo tiye pinyosu elelasos nachas rach lefanav yisparach, v'lo zulas zeklal. Number one, is that my kavana in life when I do the things that I do are ultimately, again, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw this in Chassidus last week, to ultimately give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To give nachas ruach, to provide literally again, it's just nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For those who are zeklal, and my actions are not motivated by anything else. V'sheyihye ma'ayin al ma'asov iyun gadol. So in order to know when one should be a chassid and employ the mid of chassidus, and when one should abstain from chassidus, and again, this will make a little bit more sense when you see his examples, is you must live up to three criteria. Criteria number one is that everything I do is to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the end of last chapter. That why do I do the things I do? Remember again, we saw this Ramchal was mechalik. He made a distinction between selfless and selfish behavior. Two different forms, two different modes of behavior. There, a person could go ahead and say, I'm doing what I'm doing in order to go ahead and build up my neshama, expand my ruchnius, have a chilek in olam habo. All beautiful things, but lemaisa, they're selfish. That's for me. The chassid tries to live a life of selflessness. Avoid selfishness, focus on selflessness. So therefore, in order to know when to go ahead and be a chassid and when to abstain, number one, I need the selflessness. That which I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, v'shem ha'ayin ha'masav iyon gadol. A person focuses on his actions in an incredible way. V'yishtad l'atak l'apitach hazer bosai. I think before I act. I think we'd all agree that something so simple, yet it is perhaps the most complicated thing in life. To think before I act. To realize that every action has ramifications and repercussions. To realize that at the end of the day, nothing I do exists in a vacuum, and everything ultimately has ripple effects, often beyond my imagination. But to think about ultimately again those things and to ponder what I should do in any given moment. That's number two. And after all of this, ultimately, again, a person recognizes, I do my part. In other words, I engage in selfless behavior. I think before I act. And then I recognize that ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the choreographer of all of the events of my life. Sha'az ya'amer bo, ashrei adam oz lo bach, lo yimne tov lahochi batamim. So, amnam, emechad mina tenoy ma'ila yechsar lo, lo yagia el ashlemus, v'kariv hu lihikasha v'lipol. So we'll say, but if chas v'shalom, one of these components are missing from my dynamic life activity, so either again, I'm missing selflessness, or again, I'm going ahead and not thinking before I act, or number three, I don't trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the choreographer, then everything is off, right? And ultimately, again, then everything is off in life, and somehow, again, my ability to decide when to be a chassid and when to abstain sometimes becomes a little bit faulty. Also, we have to stop over here for today, but we'll pick up with this. Again, you'll keep these steps in mind. You're going to see this is going to make much more sense tomorrow when we get actually into the examples. This struggle between when should I be a chassid, when should I not be a chassid? When should I strive for this additional level of piety versus when is it not a good thing? So again, three criteria in order to be able to make good decisions in life. Selflessness, thinking before I act, and a total belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the choreographer of my life. The application of these three constructs or three principles in Mir Hashem tomorrow.